Blog Talk Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. Get peace train, holy roller.
Put everyone jump on the peace train.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Come on. Your good friends too, cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not the fault of you. And it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Light on the peace train.
About the world as it is, why must we go on hating? Why can't we live and live? Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, hate this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, the holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, come on, peace train. Hey, yeah, it's the peace train.
Peace train, why don't you come along and ride along and let's have some peace today. How about that? Peace, tranquility, and just a sense of awe. Welcome everybody on Journey to the Light. I digress a little, but good stuff, right? Helen Bright is my guest. And Helen is joining us from the Ukraine. That's right. You heard me right. Live from the Ukraine, from Kiev. And first guest ever from Ukraine. That's really awesome. And so she's going to be taking your phone calls. Helen won one of the recent psychic talent shows there in the area on TV. And those things are very, very difficult to win. I know many of you folks know Michelle White Dove, who was on this show for about 4 years, and she won a couple of those contests, and I heard from her personally how hard those were. And so Helen is amazing, amazing psychic medium, And it's going to be taking your phone calls today, so dial on in. This is your opportunity to speak to Helen. The number to call in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay, to get in line. If you want to be one of the first callers, hop it into the chat room and put in your area code and first name, and I'll bring you in as one of the first callers. We have a lot of guests in there already. Hollis is in there, and Mary Lou who lost her shoe from New Orleans is there, and welcome to all of you, and and we have Moon Goddess now into the chat room. Love to see the people come on in. And this is going to be the last show of the afternoon. And then we'll pick up this evening at 7 Eastern time. So there you go there. Okay, that's the programming notes. Make sure you click on the follow button located at the top left of your screen so you get all the updates of all the new and upcoming shows headed your way. Okay? It's the greatest button to use on this page. If there's anything I suggest using the most is click on the follow button. If you want a shout out as far as your name, hop on in the chat room. You might want to ask really quick, how do I get in the chat room, Mike? Well, really easy. Thanks for the question. Just click on the show right below the audio. The chat room will come up. And if you're brand new to the chat room, you can go ahead and make yourself a name so that you can say hello to everybody, chat, and wonderful things when people, go in the chat room and just meet. We actually had two people that met in the Journey of Light chat room, didn't know each other, lived in separate states. They met, they became friends, and they started dating, and they got married. They got married from meeting in the Journey in Light chat room. True story. No joke. So anyway, so great things come there. Again, the number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Let's go to the phone lines then, and let's go ahead and let's bring in Helen to the show. Welcome, Helen. Hello, Helen. Hello, Helen. We can't hear you right at the moment. I might want you to check your mic there.
Yeah, my mic is working.
There you go. We hear you now.
Oh,
we hear
sorry
you now.
About that.
Whatever you did, it worked.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be back with you again on this Thursday afternoon. It's evening here in Kiev, and it's very cold and snowy out, but I bet it's nicer where you are. How is it with you?
Well, today it is in the 40s, but yesterday it was 70. How about that?
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, you see, the English people, we always talk about the weather. We're famous for it.
Yeah, I know, because it's the easiest thing to talk about and what people can relate to, the easiest,
that's
I think.
Right,
yeah.
That's right. Okay, so I hope you've all had a good week. And as I was meditating before the show, Yehuda, that's my guide, said to me, bring up the question that everybody asks. And that is, what do I need to do to develop my psychic instincts? And am I psychic? Okay, this is something that is more and more prevalent today as people are waking up and tuning into their sixth sense. And in fact, we are all psychic in some way, because we all do have that extra sense. It's the feelings you get where you feel this isn't right, or you might have a dream and you get some message from that dream. We have these instincts of fear to protect us from certain things as well, or we might just know something or sense something. And so the difference between someone who is kind of working as a psychic or a medium is that they're more developed. And it does seem that people who are born with a great degree of sensitivity tend to have more of that ability, or they're more open. Okay, most of us have had experiences in our lives where we've had uncanny things happen. You know, my first thing was sensing people's, I could read people. I would go into a room of people and I would feel all their feelings, and it was very disconcerting until much later on, many years later, I understood what was happening. And, you know, a lot of psychic people are very misunderstood. They tend to be the ones that think outside the box and who don't go along with the norm. And there's a lot of rejection often involved in that kind of situation, especially at school. And, you know, I used to be always the odd one out, for example. And often the way we talk is a little bit out there, and sometimes people just can't tune in with us. I'm used to that. And in fact, most psychics and mediums are not necessarily trained. Okay, it's not something you can, well, people do go to college, okay, and there are some very good courses out there. However, you know, before colleges happened, people were trained by spirit, by guides that came in, by asking for clarity and insight. And really, even when I do my courses, essentially, I teach people about the very basics, understanding energy, understanding what it is and the different ways that you can be communicated with. But essentially, after that, I mentor and coach people and help them develop and find their own way. The main thing is that spirit will use you. They will use your personality. They will use your own particular gifts. So essentially, if you want to develop, you just need to ask to be guided, and you will meet the right person, read the right book, have conversations with other mediums, perhaps. You know, that's really how I kind of learned, was actually by having readings myself and working it out. And, you know, so many mediums said to me, wow, you've got such amazing abilities, you should do something with it, you know. And then one day I actually threw down the gauntlet and I said to the air, I said, if you want to work with me, then you open the way. And then they did, very definitely. So, and the final thing I'd like to say, just in this preamble, before I take your questions, is that there are good and bad energies out there, and lots of energies in between. And sometimes in the spiritual sort of fraternity, you can get people who are very dogmatic, or maybe they might just make you feel you've got to do things a certain way. The opposite, in my view, is true, you know, and so we need to avoid situations that are harsh or very controlling. Otherwise, we can't actually be ourselves. We might limit ourselves and think, oh, we can't do a reading that way, or we can't get a message that way because they said it was wrong. Okay, so, you know, in the world of spirit, there is no right and wrong. There's only the best way for you. So without more ado, I'd like to take your questions. And if you have any comments, Michael, you've been very quiet.
Oh, I'm just listening and learning. I like
sometimes
to be one of the...
Sometimes when I get on my soapbox, I don't stop for breath.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I don't like to interrupt my guests, because what they're teaching about and talking about, if I interrupt, well, they'll never, almost never get back to that point. So that's one thing I don't do with hosts.
Oh, thank you.
So I like to... for everybody to learn. But yes, we got a lot of callers here on the phone.
Good.
So let's bring the callers in.
Let's
spend
go
some
for
time
it.
With them. And yes, area code 617, you're on there. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name's Ashley. I'm calling from Boston.
Ashley from Boston?
Yes.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, and yourself?
Good, thank you. What can I do for you this evening?
I was calling to ask about a particular gentleman. His name is Ruben.
Ruben?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your question about Ruben?
Usually I'm good at reading people, but for him I'm getting like a blank slate. I don't know. I can't really gauge, like, you know, what he's trying to do with this thing that we're doing. I don't know.
Okay, I understand. The thing is that we all have our own energy field, and some people do not want us to go into that energy. Okay.
Yes.
Even that happens when we do psychic connections, when I do, say, phone readings or something like that, and somebody asks me about someone, and I just cannot get in. It's like cement. Okay. Mm-hmm. Having said that, let me see if I can get a sense about Reuben and give you anything I can. I can only give what I see, hear, and feel, and it's not guaranteed, obviously. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sensing a very strong energy. I feel with him, I can't see where the satisfaction is, to be honest, with somebody who you can't interact with, okay?
No, I can. We interact fine, but it's just, you know.
What is it that you're not getting through on?
I don't know, like, what his intention is in general.
Oh, okay, but, his intention. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. My feeling is, and I know it's a show, so I can't go into it in too much detail, but my feeling is that he's his own man, and he does things at his own pace.
Mm-hmm.
And some people communicate more easily than others, and he's not someone who gives much away. There's also a sense in which he likes to be in control, and that he likes not to be in any particular shaped box, you know. Of course, you know, guys sometimes find it hard to understand that women have certain other ways of looking at things. So my feeling is give it time, and don't be too direct with this guy because he's likely to dig his heels in. That's the best I can appraise it, love, without being in front of him.
You said don't get too direct with him?
Yeah, as in sometimes when we want certain things, like, for example, we might want to know where this relationship's going. If we say to a guy, you know, where is this thing going? You know, I want to talk to you. Let's talk, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they get
scared. It can be too
away.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that is, you know.
That's
so,
too much for me. I hate asking that question myself.
Yeah. You sound like a lovely lady. So I tend to encourage clients to use the feeling words, you know. I'm feeling this, or how about that, and choose times when he's really relaxed.
So he's like still interested in me, like he's still into me.
Okay, let me ask the pendulum here.
Okay.
Is Reuben still into Ashley? Yes or no, Yehuda? Yehuda's saying yes. That's my guide. He's still into you.
Okay.
Oh, it's a very strong yes. My pendulum's going mile a minute. So there's obviously some chemistry there, love.
All right. Thank
okay.
you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Let's go next year. Mm-hmm. With Helen Bright from the Ukraine. Let's go to area code 630. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Hello, hello. Are you there?
Hello.
You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Can we get your first name?
Lisa?
Vika?
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. Lisa, where are you calling from, hon?
Chicago area.
Oh, Chicago, Windy City. Okay, what can I do for you, my love?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm kind of upset right now. So my parents died, and my sister went nuts. And so, like, things are happening to go to court now, and she's gone crazy. So I don't know. I'm just wondering what you see with this. You know, it seemed like things were going along, and then she filed something a day before you know, had the ability to do it.
Right.
And,
so we're
I'm
talking
just hoping,
about a legal outcome here.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, I'm just hoping things are still going to be good because it seems crazy what she did, but
I just wonder what you see with this.
Well, you know, when people are in grief, they can do strange things because it really hits you hard. And I'm very sorry about your parents, love. I can't imagine.
And it just, you know, it just brings up so many bad things with her behavior again. It just keeps on happening when they die, then 6 months later, then this 6 months later. It's just, you know, we're supposed to be settled, and now I don't know now if I have to talk to the person at the bank in a week or two. But I'm just wondering what you see with it. Like, do you think it's, you know,
all right. What I'll say to you, Lisa, is, and my deepest sympathy, I will give you what I see, hear, and feel. It cannot be guaranteed, love. So, you know, these kind of legal situations can change because people's minds change and energies change. But I will tell you what my guide says and what I feel around this whole situation, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's your sister's first name?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't like to go into that.
I need something to link on to. Give me the initial of her name.
M.
M, thank
like
you.
Like Mary.
Yeah, I gotcha. Thank you. Okay, I'm seeing somebody who has deep feelings that are unresolved, and I don't think she's going to change anytime soon. Around the situation, I'm just looking around that.
Now, I'm just wondering if financially, you know, it's not like it'd be ruined, but it could affect things. I'm just wondering if you think it's going to be hopefully not positive for her, because it's pretty insane what she's asking, you know.
Okay. So if I ask the question to my guide, is this case going to turn out in your sister's favor, yes or no, will that satisfy you?
Well, I mean,
I'm not really sure what
really
you're trying
question.
To ask here.
So
I'm
the question is, you think she actually has a case, or do you think it might be pretty much thrown out as ridiculous? I guess that's it.
Right. Okay. I'm asking now, is the case going to be thrown out, yes or no?
Yeah, you know, or if there is even a little bit, you know, like, what do you see with
okay, them? My pendulum is saying that the case will be thrown out. Now, I cannot guarantee that, so don't be calling me up and saying it didn't happen, because readings cannot be guaranteed, but that is what my pendulum's saying. Okay, love? I wish you well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we appreciate your call there very much, and we wish you the best. And that's so true. You know, you can't energy and everything changes. And I believe what you said there, Helen.
Thank you. You know, we all have free will, and we can change the energy around situations. And, you know, people often don't realize that. But anyhow, I just really hope that it smooths over. It must be a very difficult time for everybody. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go to our next caller then. Let's bring in Mary Lou from New Orleans. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello, Mary Lou.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
You too. Ah, and how are you today?
I'm okay.
Good. What's your question?
I was wondering if you would look at my love life.
Oh, okay. I will. It's coming up to February the 14th. Everybody's getting their love lives into order. All right. Okay, let's see if we get a link, Mary Lou. One moment. Okay, I'm feeling a lot of lovely energy around you. The sense is that you're somebody who's got a lot of love to give. Now, I'm looking around to see if there's a partner around you. I feel there is someone, but they're not directly with you. Does that make sense to you? I feel there is a love interest around, but and there's a kind of nice energy with this guy. But It's like he doesn't really show his full colors, is what I want to say. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Do you have his first name or initials that I can have a closer look?
It's a B.
Thank you, B. Okay, just looking for you. Picture him in your mind for me. Okay, I feel a sense of shyness with this man, okay? I also feel that there's some reason why he's holding back. It could be, let me just check with Yehuda. I don't want to say it without checking it first. Okay, I feel, and the pendulum's saying that, that he's not quite sure if he comes forward, how you will respond. Okay, so here's a guy that perhaps needs encouragement.
He seems to be in a relationship.
Oh, that might be the real reason why he's hanging back. It could be. Let's have a look. All I'm getting is a nice guy holding back. And I'm not actually seeing any more detail about this guy. I'm sorry about that. That's the best I can give you this afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
For your call there. I appreciate you. Helen, yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Well, I know that love is one of the biggest questions, apart from the psychic thing, that people want to know about. And it is hard. You know, with my many years of experience, people are sometimes stuck in situations where they just can't move forward and yet they can't let go. And it's really, really tough. And if you think about it, if you think of the nature of the heart and how intricate we are and how many levels there are to us and the experiences we've had, it's no wonder that these things are complicated, you know. And what I say to people is, rather than say, you know, leave this difficult relationship alone, I talk from my own experience, which has been that sometimes you're on a journey with someone and it is difficult, but you're there for a reason. You need to get something. You need to finish off some cycle of pattern in your life and until you're ready to let go. You know, there's many reasons, but I just say, well, you know, deal with this stage of the journey and see how it goes. And if you're finished what you're doing, if it's come to a close, then you will be able to let go. So that's, you know, because I don't think you can have... You can't really say things too hard and fast, too cut and dried when it comes to these relationships. The magazines and the media tend to make it more simple than it actually is in my experience. But there we go. Okay.
Very good. Very good. Like that. Let's go next. Area code 760. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, thank you so much. This is Gigi, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Gigi from California. Wow. I just suddenly felt a lot warmer.
Yes, with good reason.
I'm sensing your energy already.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just want to ask you a quick question, and then I'll, if we have time, I'll make a comment, which is,
sure.
You know, feedback. But I have a move that I need to make, and I have a certain amount of time within this month to find a place and make a move. And so, you know, I recognize that we're co-creators.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any information, because I am putting out to the universe, you know,
sure,
visualizations and as much as I can,
yeah,
but I still have not connected with that place, and any information around that would be very helpful.
Oh, thank you for wording the question so well, and clearly you do understand how, you know, something of how the universe works to bring this to you. Okay. All right. Okay. You know something. First, I want to say to you that I've been in a situation like this before. And believe me, the impossible can absolutely happen. And as I'm looking down my timeline for you over the next few weeks, I'm also looking around you. Okay. Oh, Yehuda's just said to me, Sunny Valley. Now, I don't know if that's the name of a road or a place, but Sunny Valley. It came, just popped into my mind out of nowhere. Okay. All right. Now, there's a great deal of calm that I'm feeling, so I really do think that you will find somewhere in time. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
I do, seriously. What else, Yehuda? Let me see. Okay. I'm seeing an area with trees. Okay. Mm. I feel you're very connected to nature as well.
Yes.
I do feel that's very important for you. I'm also seeing water. Okay. Yeah. It's so, I'm getting such a strong, when I said water, I'm going freezing from head to foot. So that's a very strong indicator for you. Okay. Now, like it or not, I have to pass this on. I'm hearing timing is not important. Okay. So that leads me to feel that if you have to get out within a certain time, if you're forced to get out in that time, then there will be an interim place until you find your perfect place. Okay, that's the way I'd interpret that. But that's what I was hearing there.
Or is there a possibility for an extension, maybe?
Let's ask. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, is there going to be an extension for this lovely lady? Yes or no? No, there isn't. So according to my guide there, however, I do feel that there is a place for you and that it's going to be very healing. Okay. Now, if I could ask for timing, Yehuda, please, that's my guide.
Yes.
Okay. It's not going to be too long, love, is my feeling. My feeling is not long. If I say not longer than 2 months, it could be shorter than that, okay? I'm also very drawn to the number 5 for you. That could be an angel number. You could look that up on Doreen Virtue's page, the number 5.
Okay.
I find that very helpful. Okay. All right, that's what's coming through for me. Is any of that helpful or is it too vague?
Oh, no. That was definitely helpful.
Good.
So what I understood is that I'm going to most likely find an interim place if I don't find something in time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then within 5 weeks, 2 months, I'm sorry, you mentioned that I should be in my place or have found my place.
Yeah. There is a feeling, as you're talking, there is a feeling that you need to be able to expand your heart energy to receive what you really, really want and deserve.
Yes. That definitely resonates with me when you said that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Often when people talk, it gives me more vibrations. So.
Yes. I'm going to work on that for sure. I think that that's an important piece, and I could definitely expand it even more.
Good, bless you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Bless you as well. I just wanted to say quickly that, your opening conversation or what you had to share with us in the opening piece was so resonant for me. And also, gosh, I found myself shaking my head, that we often don't go to university. It's not something we go to school to learn. It's definitely through practice and everybody can do it, and so maybe sometimes people don't recognize that we have a gift because we haven't gone to school. Yes, and I myself am in that. I've lived this.
Yeah.
I lived this. I had it as a child, and
I can feel it.
I didn't, no one really acknowledged it, which was then, you know. And I've gone through hills and valleys with that, but it's definitely come up on, you know, in the sunrise of it all, recognizing that this is definitely a gift to have such a sense, you know, highly tuned awareness. And like all of us, you know, sometimes we're so close to our situations that we seek each other's support, because we are so close to, you know, our own situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I also feel with you a strong affinity to animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very true.
Yeah. And I do feel that there is a job for you. If you know, you might not be working as a, you know, in the spiritual way now, but I do feel, and I'm going freezing all over again, I really do feel to say to you that your time is going to come, you know, if not as a beginning, if you're already begun, it's going to expand quite a bit.
Another job is coming in, you're saying?
I mean a purpose, a spiritual working purpose. I really do feel you have a lot to give as a healer, especially.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, continue with that. If you're doing it part-time or if you haven't started it, think about it, because I can see ahead a lot of lovely energy for you and, you know, this way.
Yes, yes. And how can I get in touch with you? What is the best way?
Oh, that's easy. You can call me on 323-284-5570, or you can go to my webpage, helenbright.com, and send me a message. If you call, then probably you'll get the answer phone, because I run around most of the day, but I will always call you back, and it's an American-based number.
Yes, yes, I noticed that. Okay, thank you so very much.
A pleasure. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, beautiful call there. Very nice.
Yes, lovely lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very nice. See, that's why I keep quiet during your monologues, so people can learn and grow. And so.
It's great, Michael.
Let's go next here with our guest from the Ukraine here, Helen Bright, 804. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Vernell. I live in Virginia, and my first name starts with a V, like in Victor. Vernell.
Vernell, hi. From Virginia.
Right.
Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
Okay, I'm concerned about one of my sons. His name is Michael. And about a few weeks, on the 26th, he's going to hopefully get him trying to find a new place to live, because him and his oldest brother and myself, we was all living together, but I moved out last October. But now he had gave notice to the landlord about, you know, him moving, my oldest son, that is. And so now Michael has to try to find a place to move before the 26th. And I was wondering if you might know if he's going to succeed in finding another place and also keep his cats and both his vehicles.
Oh, bless. Okay, let's see what we can see for Michael. That's a good name. I'm surrounded by Michaels at the moment. It reminds me of the Archangel Michael, the great protector with the big sword. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting good energy around Michael. Okay. I feel he lacks confidence to some degree. Okay. But he is a very good person. And, okay, accommodation. Let's have a look. I'm seeing him in some kind of a condo. Mm-hmm. And it has some steps going up. Let's see. Okay. Okay, I feel, what I'm going to say is I feel he will have a place of his own. It might be a small place, but mm-hmm. I do feel that this is going to be good for him and that he needs it, okay? But I do mm-hmm. feel also that he has a very strong connection with you, his mom, and I think mm-hmm. that that's important for him to keep that up. Okay, I feel he, I need to say to you, he needs you right now, and only you as a mother will understand that. Okay, I also see that he needs money. Okay, new work opportunities, Yehuda's saying to me, new work opportunities, but he has to believe in himself, okay? He really, really does. Okay, I feel he's creative as well. If he can do something creative, whether it's playing his guitar or whatever it is that's creative, you know, animals, gardening, whatever, that will also help him. Because creative people, if they don't have an outlet for it, they can become depressed, okay? So, all right. Yeah. I'm seeing all good for Michael. The key to everything with him is he has to believe in himself. Be determined mm-hmm. and confident. Mm-hmm. Okay, my love. So I really hope everything works out all right for him. He deserves it, and so do you, love.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Now,
you know, prayer is a great thing, my love. Vianel, prayer is what keeps me going. It's what I believe mm-hmm. in, and I believe in miracles, and I believe in a loving God, okay, or universe, whatever you want to call him. So, you know, this is what gets us strong women through these situations. Mothers, wives, women, you know, we're powerful prayers, okay? So uh-huh. that's your weapon there, my love. That's
okay,
your weapon.
Now, okay, and I'm gonna be praying for him. And now I have a quick question also about my sister named Brenda. She's been, no one heard from her for a while, and she had moved up north to Connecticut a while back, but all of a sudden no one is hearing from her. Do you know if she's still around or is she gone? Or?
Okay, let me just see. Brenda. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what I'm going to say to you is I do feel you need to check it out, okay? Someone in the family needs to check this out. And mm-hmm. Try and make contact. I feel she's around, but mm-hmm. I do feel she needs some family support right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, finding her is the thing, though.
Oh, I see. Okay. There are ways and means. Practically speaking, you know, you have to take the practical route there, and maybe there's an agency you can contact that will help you.
Okay.
I feel she's in a city somewhere, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing the letter A, if that's any help. Of course, you know, I can't guarantee that this will be spot on, but they tell me I am mostly, but whenever I do this work, it's like, you know, working with the unseen all the time. You never know, you know, you have to do everything by faith. So try A reminds me of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But there is more than one A. I'm sorry it can't be more particular than that. But that's the best I can do, darling. And I wish you well. Good luck with your family. And get on those knees and say some prayers.
I sure will. And thank you very much.
Bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call here. We appreciate you very much. And, boy, time's going by fast today. Lots of great calls, don't you think, Helen?
Yes, super.
Super duper. Let's go next to area code.
Oh, the other
781.
Day. Huh? I was going to say, the other day, somebody told me super duper meant something rude in another language, so
oh,
I can't
okay.
help saying it.
Okay, share that one with me privately. Let's go next to 781. You're on the air. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Christina from Boston.
Hi, Christina. How is Boston today?
It's very cold.
Oh, yeah, I have some friends, some very good friends in Boston, and I forget. I always think of these countries, these areas as being very hot, but of course they are very
cold.
No,
that's cold.
Oh, what can I do for you, my love?
I have a question regarding this guy. His name is Wolfie. So
Wolfie.
I don't know where we really stand. Yes.
Okay. You just want me to see, you want me to shoot and see what I can see, hear, and feel, yeah?
Okay.
All right. Unless you have a particular question, then tell me right now.
I don't have one.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So, having a look at the energy between Christina and Wolfie. Okay. Okay. You like men that are a challenge. Yes, well, I get that one. All right. And why not, you know? I kind of feel... I feel a good energy between you two, okay? I feel a happy energy between you two. And I think, go for it, girl. Go for it. Also, let's see. I'm seeing a guy who is his own man. And he's got a lot of personality, okay? I'm not feeling anything negative. No, I just feel it's all systems go, darling. That's all I can say to you. I'm not seeing anything.
Do we just
bad.
Get going somewhere, like into engagement or marrying?
Okay. Now, I'm not sure about that, my love, because the way I see this guy at the moment is you'd have to talk him into it. But then women can. What I mean by that is I'm feeling if he's happy, he's the sort of guy that if he's happy, he'll stay around. But I'm not sure he'll want to go the whole hog. That's all I'm saying. You know, some people are not the marrying kind, but maybe you can talk him into it. That's the best I can say.
So does he love me? No.
I'm not saying that at all. Just because someone may not want to, you know, sort of do an engagement and marry doesn't mean they don't love you. You know, some say marriage is a piece of paper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a lot of good energy between you, love. So that means he's into you.
Should I continue to talk to him or?
Well, now that's your choice, okay? Life's about choices we make. And you have your free will. I can't tell you what decisions to make, my love. I can only say what I see, hear, and feel and wish you a lot, a lot of love and fun and pleasure.
So is he happy being
okay.
with me?
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, we got to get to the next call here, but I really like
yep.
what you're saying, Helen, because, you know, you got to live your life, folks out there.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're here for. We're help like Helen has given is great, but there's a limit to it, and because you know, I've been doing this show a long time. I mean, gosh, I've done.
Mm-hmm.
9 years. I've taken well over 15,000 phone calls. So I've heard it from, you know, all different guests on my show. And there is, like you're saying, there's a limit to what can accurately, at least, you know, be told to you as far as when you're calling
yeah.
in for readings. There's a
yeah.
limit to it. And what hurts is the misinformation and, like, movies and things that are made
yeah.
of these supposed psychics that can do all these amazing things, and just it doesn't work that way. I've interviewed just about everybody on the planet that people know, and we'll mention names, but I mean there's a limit though, and there's a reason for that. We're supposed to and we need to live our lives.
Yeah.
So
We sure do.
All right.
Thank you for that. That's a really good comment. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Let's go next then to area code 646. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from, please?
I'm calling back Sheridan from New Jersey.
Sheridan, have I read for you before, darling?
No, it was actually someone else.
Oh, okay.
But
I won't take umbrage.
No, I forgot to ask. I actually forgot to ask a question, though. Regarding relocating from my
mm-hmm.
home, I was just wondering,
mm-hmm.
Would I be keeping my current property? But would I be able to relocate into another while still having my current property?
Okay. Ask me a question, then I can ask my guide.
Ask you a question?
Yeah, okay. It all sounds very complicated there, and I'm a bit confused. So make it much simpler. What exactly do you want to know?
Will I be moving anytime soon or later?
Will you be moving anytime? Oh, that's better. Thank you. Okay. I know, it's hard, isn't it, sometimes? Okay. All right. So, will Sheridan be moving anytime soon, yes or no? Well, the answer that I'm getting is yes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you for your call. We try to limit to one question per day, if possible, so we can get more people in. But we thank you for your call. Let's go out to California before we run out of time. We're going to bring Kristen into the show. Welcome. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you. My question is, I have basically two romantic suitors, and I need to make a choice. And I'm wondering if you have any guidance.
Okay. Let me have their initials. You probably won't want to give their name, but if I can have, you know, the first initial and the second one, so I can get a link, and so Yehuda knows where we're going.
Okay. One is J.
Yep.
And the other is K.
Sorry, I didn't hear the second one. The other is?
K.
K. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Let me have a look. And I'm looking at you, Kristen, with J and K on either side of you. And the question is which one to choose, isn't it?
Yeah.
The thing is, my love, as you know, we have free will. So essentially it's your choice, but I will say what I see about each one. Is that okay?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Okay, looking at Jay. Okay, first of all, I'm liking the energy of Jay more than K. Okay, I feel a sense of fun. I feel a sense of relaxation and acceptance. I feel good company. I'm looking in the long term. Okay, now I'm going to compare it with the other one, Kay.
Okay.
I feel ambition with Kay. That's the first thing that I'm getting. I feel a certain ambition and more towards work and business. I kind of get the sense that with this guy, he wants the whole deal. He wants the house, he wants the cars, he wants to travel, you know, he wants to get on in life. The other guy is totally more laid back, a good guy, and not unsuccessful either. Because I feel that, you know, you want some, you don't like guys that are not successful. That's my sense, you know, and nor should you in a way.
Right.
So that's the best I can do. From that, you're going to have to choose, love. If I look at the energies between you, I feel that you've got, you know, strong chance with both. And it's really, you know, what kind of life do you want? And which one really do you feel you can live with in the long term? As simple as that. Your choice, love. And I wish you well. Wish you good luck.
Thank you. You really validated a lot of things that I was feeling, so I appreciate the conversation.
Cool.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. Awesome.
Great. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call. And I just want to let folks know all of Helen's contact information, because she does do private readings all the time. And even though she's in the Ukraine, she's just like she lives, you know, in Nebraska or something, because she has a U.S. phone number, which is listed on the show page. And you can connect with her that way, and also through Skype, which is free. But the phone number, if you guys want to write it down, is 323-284-5570. HelenBright.com is the website, and everything else is listed right here on the show page. Helen, I really enjoyed the show today.
Yes, so did I, Michael. Lovely to connect with you and everybody, your lovely listeners. And I will check in with you during the week and see you soon. So talk to you soon, I should say.
Right. One of those things.
One of those things. Communicate psychically. Telepathy.
Yeah. Super duper. Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye for now. Evening. Take care. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
It's Helen right now. It's right about midnight, so very late. All right, everybody. Super duper. I'm going to be back live in 2 hours, okay? And we'll do the evening shows, okay? We'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Shout out to me on Facebook if you love the shows. Love to hear from you, or drop me an email. Love to hear from folks. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in a couple hours, 2 hours. Bye-bye.